Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Jacob Jedrzejczyk, and we're talking about Azure Mobile App. And what's great about this talk is it's under the hood. How did you make it? How did you do it? What did you call? What tools did you use? Do you actually have the source code and everything here?
Yeah, sure. We can totally show. We don't have much secrets.
So wait a second. You're in Visual Studio, though.
Yes, I'm in Visual Studio on Mac.
On Mac.
And it's working. And that's how we develop. I'm not sure.
So you made it with Xamarin and Xamarin Tools.
Yeah, it's built with Xamarin Native. It's built on Mac. Some people from the team are building it on Windows too.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I wrote a blog post about how this app is built.
Mm-hmm. People can check this out at jj09.net.
Yes, it's first blog post now. Later on, you can just look for Under the Hood of the Azure Mobile App.
Uh-huh.
And it's secure thanks to a Troy Hunt guide. So that takes me like 10 minutes, and I am HTTPS, so I'm very proud of it.
That's nice.
So yeah, the app is built with Xamarin. We have 60 to 70% of shared code. And you can appreciate this only after you work on some app like over 3 months. And then you see like how when you do like just one change in shared code and it working on different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
And how hard was that? Was that a focus to get the 80%, 90% shared code?
No, it wasn't. I mean, the only focus was to, if we are doing the same thing on iOS and Android, can we put it in shared code?
Mm-hmm.
If we can, we are doing this. Because in Xamarin Native, you have still activities on Android, you still have view controllers or on iOS, so you cannot share that, right?
Right.
But we build the view model layers that it's shared. So for example, things like different resources or different commands, this is all shared code.
Mm-hmm. The APIs that you're calling are the same APIs that the portal calls, that the command line calls. People need to be reminded sometimes that all of Azure is a platform of APIs. But did you use like the .NET SDK for Azure that we use on GitHub, or did you have to write or generate your own to talk to the underlying APIs?
So we are actually thinking about using the SDKs versus writing our own thing. But we already kind of had this code in the portal code base. So we sort of borrow some code from portal and use it in the mobile app. So we are calling still Azure Resource Manager,
mm-hmm.
but we are not using the .NET SDKs. We have our own. And also the way how we did this is a little bit different than SDKs because we have a JSON metadata file that is shared with the portal, so when there's some change in the portal, we can just clone this file to the mobile app, regenerate our JSON data, and everything is the same in the portal and in mobile app, and it enables us to be up to date. But if you want to build your own Azure mobile app, because you can,
right.
There's basically nothing you couldn't do by yourself, because mm-hmm. we're using just Active Directory authentication,
right.
And we call to public APIs, all public APIs.
That's a really important reminder that there's no, you know, secrets in here or internal APIs. Azure is Azure, and the public-facing APIs that you call are the same ones that anyone else who's watching could call as well.
Correct, yep.
I know that the portal is always changing. Does the API change a lot? Could you get yourself in a situation where an API could change and the mobile app wouldn't be able to talk to it anymore? How do you version your APIs?
Well, so the Azure Resource Manager APIs are versioned by date. So again, this is in our JSON metadata files.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are upgrading some API in the Azure portal, we get it to mobile app. And then this is nice segue to our UI tests
mm-hmm.
That we are doing with Xamarin Test Cloud, which is awesome because we try to cover like our and all scenarios that everything that can break, we try to have at least one UI test. And then thanks to the Xamarin Test Cloud, we can run them concurrently on multiple devices. However, there's like one mistake we did. We're trying to run on a few devices on every push.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't do that because this will cost you like more time. On push, we switch to just running on one device to make sure that app is still running.
I see, a smoke test.
Yeah, a smoke test. And overnight, we run on 20 or 30 devices for iOS and like 40 different devices on Android. And we don't care that it runs for like 5 or 6 hours.
That's a smart tip then. So run on one device on every push and then nightly have a scheduled test that runs on all of the different devices.
And remember to parallelize by fixture, not by the test case, because then your app is being loaded on one device, because Test Cloud has multiple devices of the same model. So if you have one fixture running, you just load up once and install mm-hmm. once, and then you run different tests all over. If you do it by case, you waste time on like reinstalling the app mm-hmm. on the Test Cloud.
So what does your build process look like? Are you just building it on your laptop, or do you have a CI/CD process?
So this is our build process. So we are using VSTS, mm-hmm. and this is our build definition. So here we have a few custom scripts for.
So let me see if I can read this. Clean up. Make sure your build area is clean. NuGet restore. Grab a user password for testing. Update your version number. Build your app. Do all your unit testing. Then your UI test. And then you use Hockey app, which is our internal when you want to go and push it out to a beta user. Like I was a beta user of the mobile app. Is this running every push?
Yes, so this is running on every push to alpha. So we have like three branches. One alpha that we internally at team are using. So you're probably on the beta branch for Microsoft employees.
Yeah, it updates
employees.
A couple times a week maybe.
Yeah, because the merge to beta branch happens manually when we are like pretty confident, okay, we're good to go. Here we are just pushing everything and we don't worry about stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we have, of course, the official App Store and Google Play branch, which unfortunately for Apple especially, you need to do it manually using the application loader app. There's no easy way to like deploy it from VSTS. But for Google Play, you can do it. You can actually set up your VSTS build pipeline and you can press the button and it will go all the way
really?
To the Google Play Store.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. But you say on Apple, you have to dig it out of some folder and manually upload it somewhere?
Yeah, so what we did, we just dump our build to the Azure storage, mm-hmm. and then we take it from there and use application loader and upload it to App Store.
How has this experience been as a Mac person on a Mac, talking to an iPhone, with Microsoft technologies kind of swirling all around you? Has it been fairly comfortable, a good process?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything works great here. Both, I have the Visual Studio for Mac. Previously, we were using Xamarin Studio. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, when I first have seen the Visual Studio for Mac, I was like, oh, it's Xamarin, they are renaming it. Mm-hmm. But it was actually built from different branches.
It's a lot more than just Xamarin Studio.
Yes, now it is. And IntelliSense is much better here. And you can run your unit tests here. So
that was the other thing I was noticing. You have a lot of unit tests over there. And these are all running on XUnit?
Yes, it's XUnit. Let's see if they are passing still.
And you can right click and say run test. And I noticed that you can also say run test cloud.
Yes, because so here are UI tests.
Yeah.
And you can run them in test cloud or you can run them locally. Okay, my unit tests failed because I'm working on something now. Uh-huh. But here, for example, I have both iOS and Android unit tests. Mm-hmm. So I can both send them to test cloud or run them locally.
And when you test those when you run those in the test cloud, you get back like screenshots of what was happening at the time and you can play back what was happening.
Oh yeah. So this is actually a good tip if you're using UI testing with
there's a failed test right there. What happened?
Yeah, so let's dig in. You can see here.
Because this is real, right?
Like yeah, this is real.
To be clear,
this is our real test.
We don't do fake stuff here on Azure Friday. We're logged into the real Xamarin Test Cloud looking at the real app.
Yeah, so here's a screenshot and go to test failures.
Timeout waiting for all resources. That makes sense. And then you have your screenshot. And what's great about it is so amazing. You can see the memory usage, the CPU usage, and you can dig into the logs and see exactly what's going on. It could be a transient thing, but then you might need to put in some transient retry logic.
Yep. So you can see, something went wrong here, and you see we are on virtual machines instead of all the resources. So at some point, either our test is broken or something went wrong with the logic, and you can see it here because if you get only this message, mm-hmm. it'll be like, okay, you didn't go to all resources, and good luck with debugging all these steps. Right.
Right. Right. Right. When you have your process set up so neatly, so cleanly, where you put your code into Git and the build pops out and then gets tested and you have one and then 10 and then 100 tests, do you kind of get addicted to it where you want to just add more and more and more tests because it's such a good system?
Yes, but adding more tests, especially the UI tests, it's costly because, you know, the runtime can grow over an hour in a test cloud, so you need to be conservative.
So it's not costly, financially costly, as much as it's taking up your time. Like, how long is it going to take for 20 devices to run 100 tests? It starts to add up.
Yeah, yeah. So we are actually now working on creating, like, literally one or two smoke tests that will basically go all around the app and just test it. And in parallel to that, we'll have our, like, full suite, all these tests that you can see here, the favorites, the directories tests, console, resource details, resource view, whatsoever, because here we have, I think, 50 or 60 tests now. And, you know, UI tests just takes time, especially you call to the real API, so you need to wait for response, and sometimes you also encounter flakiness. So, yeah, so splitting this into, like, one or two smoke, and then having maybe in parallel even running the UI or overnight running the full suite, it's a good idea.
Cool. It sounds like you've developed a lot of best practices, and this is all written up on your blog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, you can go up here and see how Dab was built. As I mentioned, built with Xamarin, with VSTS. And here are some details, what we learned to, and what we learned about storing secrets in a VSTS, because an interesting thing is that you cannot pass the password to Test Cloud, and you all usually want to log in to some account, right?
Yeah,
to
you would think.
So one developer from our team, Ben, he figured that what we can do, we can just store this in VSTS variables, and during the build, we added the script. So, like, this shell script, retrieve test user password.
Yeah,
it's literally one line of code saying get it from environmental variable, dump it to the file which is part of the UI test project, then build the project. So you have the password in text file, but it's not in your source code. So this is all described here on my blog, so you can dig in and don't you know, store secrets in your source code. And yeah, UI tests, yeah, never assert, always use wait for, or using page object pattern. This is also very helpful because you can sort of abstract the implementation details from UI into the different layer. And we also use HockeyApp for logs, which is not a very common case. We are able to, we created a bridge app and we pipe our data to App Insights. And then from App Insights, we create Power BI dashboards, which I cannot show here because there's a little bit sensitive data there. But yeah, it's all great stuff. We use open source libraries, and thank you for authors, James Montemagno, Daniel Luberda, Frank Kruger for recommending Oxyplot. It's all good stuff. So yeah, you can all check it out all here.
Cool. That is at jj09.net, and you can go up to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store and search for Azure Mobile App and check it out. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm learning all kinds of great stuff about best practices and the Azure Mobile App here on Azure Friday.